5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. Hey everyone, today I want to talk about ancient humans, a topic that has fascinated me for a very long time. You know, it's the idea of our history, basically. You know, these structures around the world, how did we build those things? You know, the great pyramids, Göbekli Tepe, and, you know, different sites around the world that don't really have an explanation of how they were constructed. So there's a guy named Graham Hancock, who is an author, who has this idea, along with many scientists, but he talks about this idea that ancient humans are, as he quotes, a species with amnesia, and that we actually have forgotten our past, and we are actually really old, and older than the history books tell us. And there were ancient cataclysm events that wiped us out and basically reset civilization and kind of set us and brought us back into the Stone Age. And the recent history of humanity, the last 12,000 years, was kind of the rebooting of civilization instead of the birthing of civilization. And tons of evidence to support this theory as well. A lot of scientists and geologists and researchers are all coming, you know, together and kind of seeing the bigger picture now, and seeing that history is kind of being rewritten in a sense. Kind of, you know, everything we've been kind of taught and things they've been given out master's degrees for, you know, could necessarily be wrong, which is a pretty crazy idea to think, because if that's the case, I mean, think about it. This wasn't our first time necessarily making iPhones, or not necessarily iPhones, but reaching a technological advancement. I mean, clearly there are sites around the world that show that. And what's really, you know, so to back up this theory, is that something like the pyramids is that, you know, there are people who think that it could have been built by many, many people, so the giant armies of slaves, you know, dragging these stones, or somehow through the manipulation of balancing stuff, and you can move these stones and wedge them in place, even if you did do that, right? The idea that people went through this effort and did all this, sure, whatever. So if we're going to believe in that theory, we'll give you that. But then you look at the Sphinx, right? And the Sphinx has water erosion all over the rocks. So it's clear evidence of water erosion all over the Great Sphinx, right? So the last time that it rained for hundreds of years in the Nile Valley over there was, you know, about 6,000 years earlier than what they date the pyramids. So they date the pyramids, I think, around 6,000 years ago they were built. But that would put them, if the Sphinx has water erosion, that means that thing was built around 12,000 years ago. So the numbers aren't adding up. So that's the big thing right there. And the Egyptologists are, in a sense, like a religion that subscribe to the idea that what they read through the books of ancient Egyptians is basically how that history of ancient Egypt went. So they are kind of very weary on any other ideas like this coming to play, that they might be older, because, you know, they're also giving out scholarships or master's degrees in Egyptology. So they have to be firm on keeping their beliefs as well. So there's kind of a dispute in the fields right now between researchers and scientists and stuff. So then we come across a site in Turkey called Göbekli Tepe. Or Göbekli Tepe or something like that. And it's basically a site that was buried under a hill. It was a man-made hill that was buried. And the carbon dating for the stuff around the hill, because you can't carbon date rocks, but the stuff says that it's roughly around 12,000 years old. So that puts this new site that was found, I think, in 2016. So it's a pretty new site. And this basically dated that people were building stuff like the pyramids back then, 12,000 years ago, when the history books say that we were just hunter-gatherers 12,000 years ago. So there are things that are not adding up. Very, very controversial, you know, evidence. So basically the idea is that we are extremely old, and there's evidence all around the planet that shows that these massive cataclysm events kind of wiped out our civilization from meteor impacts that have hit our planet and have rebooted civilization. And what we're kind of seeing through history is not a birth of civilization, but a reboot. And the evidence shows, you know, 12,000 years ago, if the pyramids were built back then, and Göbekli Tepe was built back then, we were supposed to be hunter-gatherers. And that's not the case to be building those things. So another piece of evidence, they found a frozen man who fell into a glacier. I think it was, I don't know where they found him, maybe in Iceland or something like that, or Greenland or something like that. They found him frozen in a glacier. They carbon dated him to be 190,000 years old. So they have found a human remain 190,000 years old. This wasn't a human like a Neanderthal. It was an actual human that you can dress up in modern day clothes and walk down the street and it would look like one of us. So it was an anatomically modern human with our size brain. So the fact that he's 190,000 years old, it only takes us 12,000 years, 6,000 years to go from ancient times, hunter-gatherer times, to building skyscrapers and making iPhones and sending emails. So the idea that this person is 192,000 years old, we could have repeated history many times over. Humans could stretch back extremely far. Extremely far. And I think that the only things that would last throughout time would be massive rock structures like this and the things that you see now. It's just a very crazy idea. And if you guys are interested in actually reading about more of it, I'll have links in the description below. And if you're interested in the book by Graham Hancock, he writes many, many books about ancient history and humans. And I'll put that below as well. Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.